Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, Russ,
All right. Lay it on me.
These White Sox, man. If Tim Anderson is not available for at least, and it's very important to say the at least 3 weeks part, what can White Sox fans even expect from this team? What would even be fair to expect from them?
It goes back to the question I asked you last week when I said, and I knew the answer to it, are the White Sox a bad team? That's what you can expect. Right, unless there's some miraculous turnaround of what we've seen, and it's June 1st, Lawrence. Like, we're at a point where this is who you are until you show people that you're not. Michael Kopech's been great. Is that what Sox fans can go out there and look forward to every fifth day? Cool. Is Andrew Vaughn a very talented player? Absolutely. You can look forward to it. He almost won it by himself last night. Right. Cool. But as a whole, as a collective, whether it's the decisions by the manager, whether it's bad base running, whether it's guys not being able to hit or putting together good at bats, and now you're at a point, Lawrence, where this month is not playing with them. They got the Blue Jays, they got the Rays this weekend, they got the Dodgers for three, the Rangers are playing better baseball, then you have the Tigers, but then you have the Astros, you got to go down to Houston, play in their building, then you have the Blue Jays again. An Orioles team that's not a pushover anymore, like they're going to compete every night, and then the Angels to close the month, they're already five games back in the division. They could easily be double-digit games back by the end of the month.
That's how I feel about the whole thing. Last night, seeing the Danny Mendick base running gaffe, it was something that I think sunk a lot of White Sox fans' hearts. Because you're going, they've got to get a lot of this stuff right while T.A. is down, while Lance Lynn is down. And their inability to play heads-up baseball is shockingly bad.
It's one of those things where they don't have margin for error right now, right? If you're not going to have your catalyst in Tim Anderson, the guy who's also, you know, came on here a couple weeks back and talked about how bad he played on defense, and he was really bad. Like, he was one of the worst defenders in baseball and had started to turn that around and playing a really good shortstop and then being able to swing the bat at an elite rate. Like, he was the best offensive shortstop in the game by all the different numbers. Not having that guy is a very big deal. And if other guys are not going to be in that lineup and swing the bat, you can't ask, like, Lucas Giolito is going to have bad starts from time to time, right? Like, he's allowed, but they have to have him play at an ace, pitch at an ace level every night. You need Michael Kopech to pitch like Michael Kopech every night. That's not going to happen every 5 days. Like, he's going to have a clunker in there. Dylan Cease can't even pitch right now in Toronto, and no, he's going to have his bad starts from time to time. So it's a tough situation if you're the White Sox because you dug yourself this hole, and now you have guys dropping so fast. You don't know when Aloy's going to come back and what player he's going to be when he comes back. it's not a good situation.
No, it's a really ugly situation, Russ. And like Sunday after, I was flying back and I'm watching the game and I'm excited that the White Sox won the game. But even after they win the game, you have the realization of, well, now starts life without Tim Anderson. And I'm not sure that this particular team can overcome that. Even if it is just 3 weeks, you laid it out. With the way that their schedule goes, they could be looking at 10 games back. And I think that it's coming even faster than the end of the month. I think by the middle of the month, we could be looking at that.
Yeah, and if you're trying to look for silver linings, if you're a White Sox fan, I guess you have to say, well, the Twins are also beat up right now, right? You have Carlos Correa on COVID IL. They just lost his number two in Royce Lewis, who had been playing well. Byron Buxton isn't swinging at the greatest right now. But at some point, those guys are going to get healthy as well. And you just got to hope that, you know, they're playing at a close to 500 or below 500 level so that you can get back into this race. But, like, they're good teams in this division. And if I had to look at it and say, all right, what, how do the White Sox finish? It's tough for me to say they finish above 500 when you have teams that are going to be in the playoffs. You know, the Blue Jays, the Rays, the Dodgers, who are arguably the best team in baseball. Like, it is a difficult month for the White Sox.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.